Welcome to The Watchman, a great teaching about Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live in. For the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think. And now, here is The Watchman.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your power and your presence that is in our midst. We thank you, Father, that we are anchored in your revelation. And we do not move away from what we've learned about you and about your ways, that we grow in that which we've been taught, and that we move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from manifestation to manifestation. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, because we are not of those who draw back, but of those who lay hold on what they have seen and go ahead and take a hold of it. Now we thank you, Heavenly Father, because we take our thrones that you have prepared for us, and we sit on them, and nothing can stop us from sitting on those thrones, because you have chosen us and we are willing vessels. Now nothing in this world will stop us from doing that for which you have called us, because we are the children of destiny. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be still. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you seen what's happening in now? Did you see the news about the Dead Sea? The Dead Sea coming to life. And for the first time, we are talking at least 3,000 years, there was seen some fish in the Dead Sea. And it was reported by a British newspaper, not by Bible prophecy teachers, by a newspaper, saying the Dead Sea has come to life. Now, the scripture says in Ezekiel 47 exactly that in the times of the end, the Dead Sea will come to life. And it's one of the main signs spoken about by the prophet Ezekiel, as to show that we're living in the last days. And I don't know, Lydia, do you have internet there? Eh? Do you? You check, it's in the British newspaper called Daily Star. You said Dead Sea comes to life or something. The newspaper even quotes Bible prophecy and says that fulfilling what was prophesied by Ezekiel. You see, there is a knowledge of prophecy around the world, eh? That nobody is going to have an excuse. Praise the Lord. Nobody is going to have an excuse. But do you know why it's called the Dead Sea? And do you know why it's dead? First of all, it's called the Dead Sea because it has not been supporting any form of life whatsoever. It is very salty, almost, I don't know, 6 times saltier than the ocean. So no life can be sustained there. So it's called dead because of that, for that reason. But then also, it's dead because nothing comes out of it. There are rivers that go inside and pour water there, but there are none that come out. Now everything, it's amazing how God made this world, that everything that is only receives and does not give is dead. Eh? Now the Dead Sea has rivers like the River Jordan, which pours water into it, but it does not have any which take water out of it. That's why it's dead. That's why it has been dead. Amen. Now the whole system of God is based on things moving in different directions, not just in one direction. So if you find somebody who only receives and does not give, dead. Eh? And we know so many such people. Now, That sea has been dead for over 3,000 years. Dead, completely dead. But Ezekiel says in chapter 47 that it will come to pass in the last days that it will come to life and every living thing will be there. Did Lydia find that thing? Just use the wonders of Google. I just want to tell you about some things which are happening here. Like, which we spoke about a bit earlier. Eh? Yeah, but she has to put it on the screen so that you see. Eh? But take your time. Eh? We're still on this. Anyhow, so, it only receives, it does not give. Do you notice that any such thing, do you know that if it was your body and it only received and did not let go, it would be called constipation. Huh? Okay. Now, where is this? I want to see the newspaper. Go up. Up, up. You see Daily Star. Eh? This is a real newspaper, not prophecy what? Eh? Okay. Biblical end of days prophecy comes true as fish swim again in the Dead Sea. Keep it there a bit. Biblical prophecy may be coming true. You see that they have to put the May. Yeah? After the fish were spotted swimming in the Dead Sea, mirroring prophet Ezekiel's vision. Okay. Now, I don't know if... Okay, they go ahead and explain their things. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that even the secular world knows that the Dead Sea is supposed to be dead, but it says in the times of the end, it will come to life. And now, they have bubbles. You know the Dead Sea is the lowest part on earth. The lowest part on earth. And actually, so many scholars believe it could be one of the main portals to hell. Like, because of its... There are places, like you remember the place in the Bible where Judas went and hanged himself and where they threw his body, eh? Now, which is not far away from the city of Jerusalem, neither, by the way, is the Dead Sea, not that far away. But now we have here the greatest portal into the heaven, you know, into heaven at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and not far away is a portal into hell. Now, the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, in the final chapters, it gives a picture of people who are actually in paradise and with the Lord, but they walk a small distance and they see people who are... Let's read the scripture. It's in Ezekiel chapter. Not Ezekiel. We'll come back to Ezekiel. It's in Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah, the final chapter. 66. Start from verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Now, it's talking about the time of the millennium, where Jesus is reigning in Jerusalem. And all flesh, all peoples of the world, have to go there to worship before him. We've spoken about that. The scripture says he rules with an iron fist. And anybody who does not go to worship before him, any leader of a people who does not go, there shall be no rain in their place until they go to worship in Jerusalem. And it says now the people come to worship, but on the one hand they are worshiping, on the other hand they are actually going across and seeing the corpses of those who transgressed. As in, you just go and look into hell and you're seeing the actual thing. Now, there have been people who have tried to do explorations, especially around that place, the Dead Sea. And when they go not too far down, they find temperatures which are abnormal, more or less like hell. Like, you know, you go down and it becomes hotter, 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 And then you haven't gone so down, but it's almost like you're entering into a place which is now. And actually, there have been some of them who say that they even hear voices of people screaming. But of course, people dismiss them and we cannot confirm. But so around that place. So they go to worship in Jerusalem in the times of the end. Now, this time is coming because by the time even British newspapers are seeing that Ezekiel's prophecy is coming to pass, then we know we're in that time. But you see the Dead Sea. First of all, let's go to the principle of the dead. Dead Sea is dead because it receives and does not give. Everything that receives and does not give is called what? Dead. If your body did that, you'd die. Okay? Because everything that goes in has to come out. One way or the other. And you know everything. So, and there are people who want to live their lives like this. Eh? There are nations and leaders who want to live their life where they are only receiving and they are not giving. And then they wonder why they are always at the back of the queue, at the bottom of. But let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 47 and we see what it is that, you know, the Lord wants us to see here, apart from the fulfillment of the prophecy. Meanwhile, other things are happening. Eh? Have you seen, I wish you knew how much the big companies of the world, especially Google, which also owns YouTube and all that, are, one, investing a lot in technology of artificial intelligence, of merging humans and machines. And there have been people who are saying in a few years, the machines will be thinking faster, working, doing everything better than human beings. Actually, it's not in a few years. It has already happened. But it's only waiting to be unveiled at the right time. Then, also, how a complete, you know, the countries which you thought had free speech, do not have. Because everything is vested in technology companies, which are owned by people of the New World Order. For instance, Facebook closed nearly 600 accounts of people in America who are conservative, Christian, what, you know. These are, you know those Facebook things, you build something and you have a following of millions because you've been posting all the time. And they just tear down your page. Now, even if you put up another one, you start from one. So, and now you are broadcasting. And now they just take them down. They don't need any explanation. And now those who are spreading the things they want, they actually, now even us, you see, we've been promoting things. They don't, unless you share it, it does not, they make us pay that we are boosting. But it doesn't show anywhere. It doesn't even show in my feed. And yet I am an administrator of that page. So the only people who have seen it are when you share. When you share, because now they have little control, because then all your people will see. But otherwise they curb it and it stays within a narrow thing. And they know how to do it. They are masters of doing that. Now the thing of and they know how to, first of all, take it off when it's hot, then they put it back when it's not hot. And then even when people watch it, they keep the numbers down. And they do it deliberately. And they have so many people employed for that purpose. For instance, that thing of the Oscars by Prophet Elvis, like they messed it up. They first put it off when everybody is excited about it, then they put it on when now the thing is down. Now, even when people watch it, they keep the numbers down just to try and make sure you do not use their platforms for, you know, to propagate ideas which are against the devil whom they serve. Now, the information war has started for real, by the way, for real. It is going to intensify. And I told you about this time last year how they were so angry that the news media has been ignored largely by most of the people. Now, nobody believes what they put out. And you cannot control people until you control what they feed on. Until you control the news, you know, the entertainment and all that. Entertainment, that one, they have control over it, unless we go and do something about it. But the news is where people have completely rubbished them. And now, big news channels are struggling to get 1 million viewers at prime time. Yet there is somebody down there on a YouTube live who is having millions, saying his own things. For him, he's not paying anybody. He just stands there, puts a webcam, and just talking. And there are millions of people viewing him. And CNN is there, which has all this. And there is nobody watching them. So Now they can't, and they won't take that lying down. Eh? So they have come for those people. Anybody who has more than 1 million followers, who is not promoting their stuff, chap, 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 they are putting them down, putting them down. And not even, by the way, complaint, because Trump threatened to come for them because it's these guys whom they are putting down. Eh? But they don't care. You know, that's the thing with those people. They fight their battles to the end. They do not try to be business savvy and, you know, yeah, we are losing what? No, they fight it to the end because they know whom they are serving, you know? Now, here it's where people, somebody threatens you a bit and you say, you know, then you fall in line. And that has been the sort of Christianity that we've been having, where somebody threatens you a bit and you fall in line. And you don't know how to stand your ground. Amen? You don't know how to stand your ground. You don't know how to subdue people, first of all in the spirit and then also in the natural. Then you are apologetic. You say something, then people jump on you, then you retract it. How can you make me retract anything? I mean, really? It's not possible. I cannot I will double down and do what you want to do. Do you understand? Eh? Like, you cannot, I cannot come and say something. Like, especially now here on the pulpit. And people jump up, what? And I retract it? Me, Joseph Kableta? Impossible. I cannot. I will double down and completely put it in your face and even go further until I show all of you that I don't care one bit what you think. Because you cannot serve God when you want to win some popularity contest. Eh? Now, that's how you tell the true servants of God from those who are not. When you want to win a popularity contest, there is no contest. I don't want anybody's popularity. Like, if I was to stand for, you know, elective office, if I was to stand for elective office, they would vote me whether they want it or not. Thy people will be winning, eh? In the time of your, like, now let me tell you, like, when you subject yourself to them, like, you have become a slave. And now for how far? So then you fit into what the public mold wants. Anyhow, how did I even get there? So, now I want, like, some people are, you know, no, you know, we're raising a statement, we are sorry about what we said. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Sorry? And that doesn't mean that you don't say sorry, eh? But you understand what I'm saying, eh? Those things of people trying to show that, you know, now how can you say this? How can you attack so and so what? I attack whom I want to attack. Let them attack back. Like, and you cannot make me pull back my words. You know, people need leadership. Eh? If you fall into their thing, you cannot be a leader. You become like Saul. They don't know what they want. They might be there, they don't know it, but they want me. Let me tell you, people need leadership. They don't know what they want. Now, if you step out and then they pull you back into their fold, then you become useless. Then you are offering no solutions. Now, I'll give you an example. By the way, let me tell you, if you are going to do anything of value, the time we are in is not the time of PR and all that thing. Eh? By the way, now, you have to understand how the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Even, by the way, even in the world, nobody who is trying to sanitize their comments and what is going anywhere. No. The people who are going to go somewhere are people like Donald Trump. He says what he wants, you deal with it. And now you see, eventually people realize this is the person we wanted. Now you see, for me, I follow some of those things. The guys, some of the people whom I saw abusing him, saying he's not presidential, he's not worthy to be a president and what, now they are the ones campaigning for him. They didn't know what they wanted. You understand? Now somebody comes and they are all scared. They are scared of the media. They are scared of the mob. You know, these activists, eh? People with activists and what. Everybody is scared of them. You cannot even say something which is true because you're scared. Then somebody comes and says anything, and somehow you think he's going to go down, and he does not go down because that is the move that right now. Now, anybody who wants to go anywhere, let me tell you, eh? Speak what you believe and just be honest. I believe this, and this is what I believe. Now, if you don't believe with me, find your house and go to sleep. Like, I don't care. And it's just like, and now you try it any other way, it will not work. It will not work. Now, somebody has to come who is a David. Okay? and said, this is what will be. And even if it means start an insurrection and go away with your 400 or 600 men and lead them. Because the time for that is coming. Okay? So, some people want to be sanitized and be diplomatic and say, if I say that, it is going to, people are going to hate me. The scripture says, when the Lord is happy with you, he makes even your enemies to make peace with you. Amen? So, thy people will be willing in the time of your power. And he brought me back volunteers. This one says volunteers. So the guys who hate you, eventually are the ones who are your campaign managers. Okay. When the man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Okay, let's go back to Ezekiel 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the front of the temple faced the east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. Now we know that for the most part, water means revelation of the spirit. Those who believe in me, out of their bellies will flow rivers of what? Living water. Now somebody told me they used to attend a church and they would find, like in the dreams, there was always water on the floor, but it was up to here. And I wonder, why is there always water? And the Lord was showing them that the level of revelation at that church is there. You understand? It's not bad to start there, but it's bad to be there for so many years. Now it says, and there was water running out on the right side. Go ahead. And when the man went out of the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Okay? Now, some people stay at the level of ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Now, you're growing deeper in revelation. Now, this is true for so many things. Because some people do not understand that everything in the spirit is you grow into it, including even these things of finance and so on. Like, you don't start out and become financial. First of all, there has to be a level of understanding the revelation of finance before your seed produces the harvest that you want for it. Do you understand? You have to first get yourself in a place of understanding. You first go to that Isaiah 55, verse 10. We'll come back here. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for food. Keep it there. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower. Remember what it says in talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 about God who gives seed to the sower and bread for food. Okay. Now it says seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Okay. Go ahead. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Now, for that word to prosper, it has to find a ground that is well watered. Okay? Now, if the ground is still hard, it needs rain, the rain of the revelation, the rain of the word. My word is like the rain. Okay? So the word comes. Now, when you want to really get the benefit of any revelation, whatever the kind, first take time and consume it and let it get inside you and let it become a part of you before you start practice. I mean, before you expect, incredible results. Do you understand? Now, there are people who will come and tell you, you know why? Why have I sown, and I've not received? And you see they are doing trial and error. There is no depth in them. They are trying to sow a seed in ground as hard as this. There is no depth. Now, what they need is to consume the word more, until the word comes, as it says in verse 10, and waters the ground. And then when the ground is watered with the word in any area, and it is firm in that area, then now you imagine a ground which is actually watered. Anything, any seed you put there, buds immediately. Now, you see somebody who says, I sowed yesterday and I reaped today. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Why? Because his ground is very watered. How? With the word. Now you see, we have to go. It's not tedious for me to remind you these things. But you see, until the thing is completely sunk in you, it does not produce the result that it is supposed to do. Because the revelation is still at the ankle. And how do you get it from the ankle to the knees, as it says? You have to move forward. He measured 1,000 cubits. It started at the ankle, then he measured 1,000 cubits. Then it got to the knee. Now, somebody who is at that level is different from the one who is at the ankles. Because, and you see, it ties up to actually the scripture I've been telling you about the Dead Sea. And how the Dead Sea does not give anything, so it's dead. And there are people who are like that, who only receive. Remember in my message of sowing and reaping, I told of some pastor, he gave somebody 100k one day. He talked about it for like 10 years. 10 years. Guriyo mwaka. Ngumi biri munana. Msaje, ne muwe mitwalo kumi. Nenjimua. Najimua. Man, 10 years ago. Now, then somebody whom I knew went and got money and gave that man. Now, there's somebody even who is here, who is among us here, who went to that person and went to interpret because they had the conference. So this guy is good at interpreting. So he went to interpret. So after interpreting, you know, a whole conference, you've been there, the man was hungry. They did not even give him food. So one of the people who attend the church, who are fairly well to do, came and said, "Hey, you look. Said, man, they promised to give me 300. You know, he's looking at me, but they promised to give me 350k. But they have not given it to me. So, if I remember the story well, this man went to the pastor and said, I intended to give this money there, but let me pay it to this man since you promised to give him what? 350k. Let me give it to him. Because he saw the guy was looking haggard, you know? And you know, it's terrible to look hungry when you're in a suit. Eh? Because there's a way the suit tells you. Even the suit becomes, you know, even the suit kusiuka as when you kusiuka. You understand? So this guy, went to the pastor and said, I was intending to give this money, but let me give it to this guy. Man, the pastor was angry. But he waited for that man to go because he was one of the good givers. So he did not want to. He said, I know, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Then the guy went and said, watch wa mugambi. What? If I remember, that was the last time they even gave him an interpreting gig. Because, man, how could he tell one of... Now, the thing is, okay. Now, that is Dead Sea. You understand? Dead Sea. You receive, you don't give. Now, some guy went and gave his money there. Bam. He lost everything he had and became a pauper. And he was rich. And just by giving somebody who is dead... And that's what it says. You know, dead. Somebody is dead in that area. Because he cannot release money. He can only receive it. Like the Dead Sea. So he's dead. Okay? Like totally constipated. Like you. How do you keep on eating when you are not, you know, going through whatever? And there are so many people, by the way, in certain areas who are dead also. Like even, it might not be in money. I hope not. But... Do you know the things which... I told you the other day how a friend of mine went to a man who was supposed to be president. Okay, forget about that man. We start with myself. Now, I dreamt and the Lord was telling me, give away all your... You know these coats which I used to put on those days? You understand? Before I became so hot like now. Now, okay, that's a joke. Don't be offended. Don't let yourself... But I am hot. Okay. If you're offended, then you're one of those people whom we have to double down. Who want me to issue an apology. Anyhow. So, but the point is, can you imagine, like, that is that important to God that he tells you in a dream, get all these things and give them away. So I woke up and got so many, all a lot of things. Because now you see, he's warning you from being dead. Eh? Because you are wearing coats which you used to wear last year. What do I still want them? First of all, last year I was bigger than I am now. Now I'm slender and fit. Eh? So, what do I still want those coats? You understand? Eh? But you see, that thing can get into anybody. And you start. Now, the other day, those of you who come to my office, my chair, the chair I use was getting, you know, worn out. Eh? And it looked bad. Eh? So, Pastor Rego here went and bought for me a new chair. Eh? So the guys at office asked me that, what do we do with this chair? Then, you see, you have to keep on updating yourself. These are things which you have to keep on. So for a minute, I said, you keep it. Then I said, no, don't keep it. Give it. Do with it whatever you want. Because you get a new TV, you want to keep the other one there. I'll put this one here and put the other one there. Give it out. If you've got a 60-inch, give out your 48-inch to somebody. You're going to bless somebody. You understand? Eh? Now, that is a guarantee that you'll keep on moving forward. Now, you start keeping old things, old suits, old shoes, old what, which can no longer even fit you, which you can no longer even fit in. Eh? After 1 year of gymming. Eh? Anyway, you slowly, you actually lose yourself. So, this guy, the Lord took him to a house of somebody who told me, and I believed him. The guy told me that God told him he's supposed to be the next president. And I believed him. I believed him actually because part of the reason is because of also what this guy did. So one day, at the end of the year, this gentleman, who is my friend, is praying. And the Lord just comes and takes him and lifts him. And takes him to that man's house. And gives him a guided tour of the man's house. And says, now you see, this man can't be president. The man had old tires. You know when you change the tires of your car, eh? And you don't have the Entobo to give away the old ones. The man had old tires. The man had old Kaunda suits, which he did not give away. Old shoes, what? He had a store full of old things. So he said his heart is dead. That's what they call dead. Like you're holding on to things which, you know, eh? So and by the way, that was the only reason he gave why he cannot be president. And he said he was supposed to be president. But because of this, I'm telling you. So the guy took him through a tour. And you know, at night, even where you're seeing the guy sleeping and what. So he takes him to his garage, to his store, to his what. And there is not a single thing he gives away. Not one. Everything is stored away somewhere for a future time, which I don't know what. Now, this guy had money, but he's actually driving. Okay, I won't say the car because it's a bit. But okay, now. You know those things of what? Those are demonic. Don't believe in them. People want a superstar. That's why they elected a billionaire like Trump. Because people want somebody they can look up to. Do you understand? Eh? They don't want a fellow poor person. They don't. Let nobody deceive you. They don't. You have to show them that you're better than them. Who wants to be led by somebody who is the same as you? Blind leaders of the blind. Okay? Even if you are in a church and you discovered you have the same revelation as the pastor, you'd leave. True? Imagine you come every day and you don't learn a single thing. Sometimes he's speaking about things and you know them better than him. Now there's a young girl who used to come here who used to listen to Watchman, and went to their church and they told them, they did a survey in the church. What message would you want to listen to the most? Now you imagine that. That is democracy in church. So they said end time. So they started teaching end time. Now this young girl was in secondary school. And she listened to them. She said, I looked at the pastor and I said, this man should sit down and I teach him end time. That was the last time she went to the church. Like, you have to keep ahead. Otherwise, you're finished. Like, you have to keep ahead or you're finished. Because people, once they see they have caught up with you, they have no business with you, they move on. And that's the way it is. And so you have to keep on the cutting edge all your life. Can you imagine that? Where there is not a time where you try it in your workplaces. You were a computer expert 5 years ago and you've still not gone. They will come and overtake you very fast and you become a relic. They put up there. You go to the company's museum. Like he was once good at IT. Young guys have come from campus and passed you like Chizungiris. And then you start becoming very miserable. Because your revelation is not updated all the time. Praise the Lord. But revelation grows in everything. Revelation does what? You never have the results at the beginning of somebody who has been practicing that revelation for years and growing in it. But you do the same thing they are doing. You grow in it. And grow in it. Anyhow, let's go ahead. Go to verse 3. And when the man went out to the east with a line, and he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the water came to my knees, up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me to the waters, and the waters came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the water, came up to my waist. And he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Now that means somebody is anchored in a certain revelation. Anchored. Now the thing is, I see so many people who are anchored in different things but are trying out this. Do you know what it means to be anchored? Now it is, by the way, I respect people who work at corporate jobs and are anchored in the revelation of prosperity. I respect them because it's not easy. But you see, for us who don't have those jobs, like the only thing I have is faith. So it's the only thing. Now without it, I'm cooked. But see, if there was some money coming at the end of the month and what, now, there's nothing. Once I think about there's this money I make, like I don't want to even think about it. I want to just be open and believe God and know that if I don't have money, money is going to come because money has to come. But you see, if you're expecting a salary, that's not easy. I respect people who get off that and come onto this. I truly respect them because I'm not so sure that it's that easy when you know you have your salary. That's why God has to take you away from your salary completely and make you do things which are beyond your salary. Like I told you the other time, make you do something that is above your salary, where you have to blow yourself up. And then now you can no longer depend on it. Anyhow, so and then you come to a place where that revelation is swimming. But even then, it comes from the 30-fold to the 60-fold to the 100-fold. You don't get there immediately. Okay? You do not get to a point where you sow today and reap tomorrow instantly. You get this man here, Asanasias was telling me, he went to the village and, but okay, man, like he was praying for what? For a hen which had broken its leg to get healing. Oh my. Now, but the Lord was teaching him something. Now, so he sees a hen which has broken the leg. So he gets hold of it and prays for it what? To receive healing. Then after, and now the Lord is the one who leads you to that. Then you see it is not healed. Then he said, but it's not healed. You told me to pray for it, but it's not healed. Then he got whatever and jumped on the bus and came back to Kampala. Now when he came, they told him that the hen you prayed for got healed. But you see, the message behind it was that when you're starting out, the instant might not happen. Okay? Now, the one who prays for somebody and gets healed after 1 week only has to continue praying. Then the time comes when they get healed instantly. Now, what happens? The water which was here is now, you're now swimming in it. So, it's just like that. Instant. Even the faith, even the receiving, even those things. Somebody, you have to believe for something for 1 year and you're believing for it before you get it. Then somebody else believes and gets it the next week. Why? They are anchored more in the revelation. And the only way you can be anchored in the revelation more is by continually doing it. Now, let's go ahead and see the scripture. Then he said to me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. And I returned there along the bank of the river, where very many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. Okay? And it shall be that the very living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Go ahead. And it shall be that fishermen will go by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. There will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. Now the sea that they are talking about, the great sea is the Mediterranean. The sea is talking about here is the Dead Sea. Okay? Now you have to understand this. Go ahead. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that side, will grow all kinds of trees used for food, and their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Thus says the Lord God. These are the borders by which you shall divide the land as an inherited among the 12 tribes of Israel. Let me get to this very specific thing where he talks about. Anyway, you read it. It's there somewhere in Ezekiel 47. But what I'm trying to say is that for you to produce the fruits that we are talking about in this end time, you have to take time to get anchored in a revelation. I know so many people who are not anchored. Like, you know what anchoring means? You're tied there, like a sheep. Now, I know people who are anchored in something else but are trying to reach out to this thing. Then I know those who are actually anchored in it. And you can tell. And you have to know that let that word come and soak you and get inside you for it to bear fruit. Because the time that we are living in is a time when everything happens fast. Praise the Lord. Everything happens fast. Now, at the end of this time we are in, between now and the end of the year, certain things have to have happened for you financially. Because the season is now. Okay? But some of them will require for you to walk out of your comfort and go and get them. Just step out of your comfort and try and go and reach out for them. Because if you miss it right now, if this months pass, this one next month, and you have not gotten into a certain level of finances where you've not been, then you have missed something. Let me tell you that. Amen? So go and pray about it. Why? Why is this? You know why? Like, how am I supposed to connect with this? Because it is now. If you're still hanging on to old things, on to old promises, there was time for that. Now, I told you here when I came back from Nairobi some months ago, that the Lord told me, you're ready for the finances. Now, how do you enter into them? That's what you must be asking yourself. Get into the revelation. This is what I'm talking about here today. Get into the revelation. Enter in and completely expect to come out different the other side. Do not let these months pass, October, November, December, and leave you the same. Do not. Amen? Do not. Because the season is now. The season is now. Do not pass this season by. Do not let this season pass you by, rather. Glory to God. So if you have a good job, it's time for something better. Now step up your faith. You have to be believing for something better. There has to be something. There has to be something you tie. Some one thing which you get and say, now this is the thing. Okay? I want by the end of this year. If I get this, if it is a house you have to move in to buy it. Eh? Amen? Actually, there is an anointing now here for buying houses. Eh? So I want somebody to receive it. Eh? Don't think about the money. Praise the Lord. Don't think about where is the money coming from. You're going to miss it if you start thinking along those lines. Eh? Don't think about where is the money coming from. Because when you think that, then you're not receiving what God is giving. Praise the Lord. So you have... First of all, let me deal with those who... If you have a house which you've identified, which you want, eh, that somewhere you saw it somewhere and you say, I would want to buy that house. Put your hand up. One which you know, which you are not going to look for tomorrow. Which you know, eh? Okay, stand up. You know it. Eh? Where is yours? Eh? Okay. Where is yours? Eh? Miyenga? Because some of you don't know, but you're just standing up. Where is yours? Naguru, eh? Okay? Yes. Okay, now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you because you release an anointing to these people and even to those who haven't identified to acquire those properties. And that shall be their next level. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because it happens supernaturally. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Now go and inspect it. Go and see it. Go and get out of wishful thinking. Get into it. And see how it works. Praise the Lord. Just take a moment and pray for the nation. Eh? Pray for the nation. You know, there is something powerful that is happening here, which the devil is trying to divert. That, of course, he is not going to succeed, but we still have to pray. You saw these people who were exciting, people who came here. Eh? Eh? So people are excited, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, you know. Now even the Pope is coming, the false prophet. He's also going to come. The Vatican confirmed that he's coming. And next year even, Jay-Z and Beyonce are also coming to Uganda. There's something they want. Don't think it's what tourism or what. It's not that. Amen? It's not that. It is they trying to plant something in this nation to try and undo what God is doing. Because the focus of the world is actually on this country. Amen? And but then also, there are like men of God who are, you know, like Andromach, who is now there in Lugogo. Eh? So they bring a different, you see, eh? So while the other fake guys come, then people like, you know, men of God, like Androma, come here preaching a gospel for the season. Amen? And the gospel for the season is grace. Praise the Lord. The gospel for the season is what? So people come preaching it. And you see, some people don't understand. Now, you see, that's where so many people miss the move of God. Especially people from those old churches who think that grace means people are being given a license to sin. And they are behaving as if they who don't have the license don't sin. Yet they actually sin more than the people who have grace. Do you understand? But you see, the scripture says, and you see now when people don't understand how the move of God is. Let's even read that thing. Eh? Have you noticed people are sinning a lot without license? And then when you tell people about the grace of God, you say you're giving them a license to sin. They don't need it. If they have decided to, they will. Let me read for you this. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 1. Zechariah 4:1. Now the angel talked with me. The angel who talked with me came back and awakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on it, and on the stand seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps." Keep it there. Keep it there. I am looking, and there is a lampstand with a gold, of solid gold, okay? With a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Okay, now go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Okay? So you see, the same lampstand that was in Ezekiel, in Zechariah, is here. The only difference in Zechariah, it was covered with a bowl. Why was it covered with a bowl? Because it was a symbol of the church and the church wasn't yet. So it was like as if kept somewhere for the time. But now when Jesus reveals it in the time of the church, then it is no longer covered in a bowl. But it's the same thing. 7 lampstands of gold and a bowl at the bottom. The bowl which has... Okay, let's go back to the other one. I am looking and there is a lamp of solid gold with a bowl on it. And on the stand, 7 lamps with 7 pipes to the 7 lamps. Go ahead. 2 olive trees are by it. One at the right of the bowl and the other at the left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel who talked with me answered and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace." Now, the only place you'll find grace, in the Old Testament is, I think, here. I'm not so sure, but it's possible. Now, the capstone, when they are building a house, the capstone is the thing they put at the top of the roof when the house is finished. Do you understand? Now, like if you build, like, the what they would call like a soria, you understand? If you speak Luganda, Like, the capstone is the thing they put at the top. Now, he's giving a picture of the church, of the 7 churches, which are in Revelation. And he says, he shall bring forth, the church will be built, and the capstone at the very top will come to the shouts of grace, grace to it. So that shows that the message of grace is the message of the end time. Praise the Lord. It is how the church is going to be summed up. Because the building that he's talking about in the Old Testament is an actual church, a capstone of a temple. But now in the New Testament, it's the church of Christ, which comes. And you see, if you look at all the revelations that have come from back from piece by piece by piece by piece, all of them are adding something to the body of Christ. But you see, every time God came with a new revelation, the people who had become experts at the old revelation refused to receive the new revelation. Amen? That's why the Bible says that unless you receive the kingdom of God like a child, you will by no means enter it. And the kingdom of God does not mean heaven. Okay? The kingdom of God is here. That's what Jesus said. It's in your heart. They asked him, "Where is the kingdom of God?" He says, "It's in your heart." So you will not receive what God is doing in this time if you do not receive it like a child. But the thing is, you do not receive the revelation for the time because of you're stuck to some old revelation. And I've seen so many pastors who are like that. And you look and say, but really, because the things that you are, like they have been there, and God does not stop. Like, you cannot exhaust God. Do you understand? Even in heaven, we'll still be learning him when we are there with him. He's inexhaustible. But now you think, because you learned something some years ago, anything that is contrary to that thing is wrong. And now that is the definition of childishness. But see, a child, when you bring something new, When he was in P1, you taught him 5 plus 5 is 10. Okay? Then he goes to P7, you tell him, okay, 5 plus 5 is not always 10. That is only true in base 10. But if you go to base 6, 5 plus 5 is not 5, is not 10. You understand? Then you receive that. Some of you are already seeing stars because you didn't... you don't know any mathematics. But you see now, you receive the new knowledge that you're giving him. Because that's how you teach people. You teach them what is for their level. Then after some time, you give them extra information, which can seem to contradict what they knew. But if you had told them the new one before, they would not have received it. They needed to first learn that, basic arithmetic. Then now you start telling them, now there is base this, there is base what, and base what. And probabilities and what, and so on. So, unless you are converted and become as little children, you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And still the kingdom of heaven is not talking about it's not talking about heaven where we go when we die. It's talking about the kingdom which is in you, which is what you believe, which is how you live. So you either live your life by the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of Babylon. There are no two ways. even Christians who are going to heaven are on earth, but they are in Babylon. They are living lives by the kingdom of Babylon. Now, so you see, while the devil is trying to bring... You see, they think they can mess it up, but it's no longer messable up. It went past the stage where it can be messed up. So even if they bring their Jay-Z's, their bills, and now, you know, I wish those people are so deep in their things. It is unbelievable. Like, they are so deep. There are certain people, they are almost at the level of the devil himself. Now, you see, there are people like Beyonce who do not come out open anytime. Every time she posts something on Instagram, it breaks the internet. It's the most viewed thing, most what, you know. And she stays in her closet. Then she releases one statement, and it is so powerful, because she has reached a certain level in the demonic world that now they even worship her. You saw the Grammys the other year when she was pregnant. And the people were falling down like this, worshipping. And like serious people. Now, she was supposed to be one of the people to win an award. She did not win it. But the person who won it came and bowed down to her and said, "You are all glory belongs to you." Like, and remember, you imagine you sang a song, somebody sang a song, yours didn't win, hers won. That is, Adele. Then she came and said, "Man," in the speech, giving glory. Man, those people have reached a certain level. And you see, people don't understand that. So, but even if they come here, by the devil, she's even her husband. What, is he her husband? That guy with big lips. Even if he came, they can no longer upset what God is doing here. It is past them. Even the Pope past him. Actually, he can come here and get messed up. Now, there was a time, somebody was telling me some time ago, last time he used to say, "We pray the Pope doesn't come." Now, even if he comes, it is too late. Something has been like planted here that cannot be uprooted. Now, even if the devil came in person, in the flesh, he can no longer uproot what God is doing. It has been planted and it is firm. Like, they are going to come and they will deceive a few people and so on. And they will come and start some NGOs here and what, which are aimed at deceiving people. But it can no longer take root. And now we thank God for that. We thank God that our country has reached a stage where even evil people, even evil leaders can no longer stand. Like, the seat is becoming hot. Now you see, the other, I was seeing a story today. The other chick who is a witch doctor, the head of witch doctors, saying that she's going to tell all the Misambwa to run away from Museveni and go to People Power. But that is the devil dying in his movie. Like, now, these are the people who have been given high status, elevated up there. They can walk into big houses anytime. You understand? Now their kingdom is divided. So Jesus said it cannot stand. Because one is they belong to the same kingdom, both of them. They all belong to the same kingdom. So, and then now their kingdom is divided. So are some going to remain here or there? Wherever they go, they are in serious trouble. Because the power of God is going to take over. They cannot change that. It cannot be changed. Praise the Lord. It cannot be changed. Now, there is nothing they can do. Nothing. Nothing. Now, you see, when you magnify God in your heart, and you know who God is, and you know that God has spoken something, like, you do not have any other consideration apart from that. Because you know God has spoken something, even to you personally. Okay, let's say to me. Amen? Now I know what he has spoken. I know there is nothing, even if they combined all their forces. As long as God is with me, there is nothing. Now some of you don't know that. By the way, they really combine forces. Don't think it's a play. And every time before you step into a new level, there are things which happen in this. Now, the other day, one day I was home at night, late in the night. So I was sleeping. Then in my sleep, half sleep, I am fighting with certain people. Some of them I even have names of men of God, but I know they are evil. And others, a number of them, I was seeing them coming and like attacking me. So I woke up. It was around 4 a.m. So I went to my sitting room and started praying in tongues. So I prayed in tongues. After 1 hour, I just got caught up in a certain kind of tongues, which I'm sure some of you know, where you know you've almost lost yourself. So I am there and I'm praying in tongues. Then I noticed that like I was coming to victory in that thing. So I prayed. So it was around 6:30 when I decided. It was a Wednesday, so I had to go to office and meet people. And I had not slept because I'd only slept 1 hour. So at 6:30, I said, let me go and sleep a bit. Now, when I stood up to leave the sitting room to go and sleep, something happened. Like, I blacked out completely and I fell down and my eyes went like this. You know where you can no longer see the black. Eh? So I stayed in that state for like, must have been like 10 minutes. Between the time when I stood up, I did not know anything that was happening. Completely. Now, after about 10 minutes, I hear my wife screaming, "Oh, whoa!" So she had opened the door and she had gone somewhere to get somebody. So I stood up as if nothing had happened and said, what's your problem? Now I'm telling you this, that like those people who came, if they are not found missed, I am telling you, that's how you hear somebody died. Do you understand? Like that was like a real concerted effort to come for me. And there is something they are seeing ahead, which some people are not yet seeing. But for us, we are seeing. Eh? Like it was a real concerted effort. Like I have not had such resistance ever. But because I have not stepped in certain places ever. Do you understand? Now, basically, I more or less died for 10 minutes. Because I switched off completely. I have no recollection whatsoever. Nothing. Then when I started coming back, I started hearing a voice from a distance. Then I stood up. I said, what's the problem? And now, if I told you the people who came for me, you would be shocked. Because there are people whom you all know. But they have names that they are what? But you see, they are bent on regime preservation. Now, after that time, now, after they fade in the spirit, the next thing I knew, man, your phone is tapped. You cannot even make a conversation without it breaking off. Like there are 1,000 tappings. You say, hello, how are you? It's off. You know, because the way they tap, they intercept the signal in between. So there are too many interceptions that even you can't talk to somebody. You can't even have a proper conversation for even 3 minutes without the phone getting off. So now, for you, like, let me tell you, a loaf of bread is going to knock down a what? You'll see. Like, I am telling you, even if they combine their forces, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. And nothing is going to stop me from getting nothing. I'm telling you. Because we have to know that God, you see, sometimes you have to sit down and think about the magnificence of God. Otherwise, somebody projects his force on you and you think he's unbeatable. You understand? Because he has other people who have tried, you think he's unbeatable. And then you understand. And even sometimes you look and say, let me see, who is this God that I believe in? What do I know about him? Sometimes, what have I even read about him? Okay? Then you know that the glory of a God who shakes his finger and the earth trembles. You understand? And you tell me about somebody, really? Do you understand? Unless I overthrow myself by thinking small. But if I don't overthrow myself, katandi kabutandi. Like I can't, none of them can do anything. None of them. Now you see, even you say things And you see people getting uneasy. Like the other time when I was, you know, preaching at Zoe. And you see people getting uneasy. And I tell you, I will be fine. I will be fine. When the assignment was given, the Lord himself gave me an angel who walks with me. Like, there is nothing. When the assignment was given, I wish people knew, like, because of the how important it is in this end time that the work of God is done. Anybody who is given an assignment, the Lord gives you what it takes. That as long as you cooperate with him, nobody can stop you. Like, they are fodder for you, because he says, now the only person who can, whatever, is yourself. But once you cooperate with the Almighty God, whatever it takes. Remember, I was reading a book by Ricky Joyner Accord, called When God Walked Planet Earth. And he's saying that God is showing him these scenarios of when Jesus was on earth and he's walking with, you know. So it starts when he sees Jesus walking past John the Baptist. And John the Baptist tells his disciples that, behold the Lamb of God. And two of his disciples walk away from John. Of John's disciples walk away. That's John and Andrew, his brother. And they go with what? With Jesus. Now, then they ask him, Rabbi, where are you staying? Then he takes them where they're staying. Then he starts talking to them. Then he tells them, I want you to go back to your places. I'll come back for you after some time. I have to go somewhere. And I must go there alone. So they didn't want him to go. They didn't want to let go of him, but they went home. And where he was going for 40 days of, you know, of the fasting and temptation. So now this guy, you know, the way God shows people things which happen. Now he sees Jesus enters the wilderness, and now God takes away everything, every protection from him. The angels are withdrawn. Everything is withdrawn. He's alone, solo, like this. And now even the angels are asking themselves, why has the Lord gone there without anybody? Then they say, the only assurance we have is the Father told us he will come back okay. But he goes solo. And now the devil pulls all the demons. He said he saw the demons coming from Rome and where, to just come and fill the atmosphere before the devil comes and tempts. You see, you think he just comes like single. No, he first fills the whole atmosphere. So he said that night in Galilee, the sea was roaring because of all those demons which had been called from all over the world. So that day there were no people doing fornication and what? The demons were. All the demons were in Galilee. Now, so now they form a dark cloud which was visible even to the people. Then they wait for Jesus. Now he's there. Now he sees him almost because of the cloud and no connection to above. He sees him as if becoming depressed. Then when he sees that he's at his lowest, that's when the devil comes for him. Okay? Now, so you see those things. Now, when Jesus answered him and says, it is written, shall, you know, worship the Lord. Then the third temptation, when the devil had thrown his best at him, he starts slowly, then steps it up. Now, when he threw his best at him, because apparently the devil had told the angels that God made the mistake to become a man. He said, we know men. There is no man who can defeat us. That now, if Jesus had used any of his godly powers to overcome the devil, would be lost forever. He had to overcome the devil as a man, like you and me, not God. So the devil came, like he's hungry, he holds a stone, says turn it into bread, and then when the devil says it even starts smelling like bread. And he says, no, it is written. Then the devil first withdraws. Then he comes back. Now the third time, remember what the Bible says, that the angels came and ministered to him. Because they were waiting in a distance and they had been ordered, let him go and do it alone. No, you know. So, but when he defeated the devil, the cloud cleared and now he could see heaven. And now all the angels came and asked him, Lord, are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm okay. Like, now, you don't know what it took for a man to defeat the devil. Because the devil had, he said, he should have stayed as God. We are going to hammer him as man. He doesn't know what he's doing. But you see, he had to go through that. Now, but the point of me saying all of that is this. Is as soon as John and Andrew met Jesus and he let go of them, the whole demonic forces went for them, but God had assigned to them angels. So you know, the devil doesn't know what God is doing until it is revealed. You understand? Now it has to be revealed somehow, either through prophecy and what. You see, some people now, the devil believes prophecy more than some of you. So when he hears them prophesying something powerful about you, he says, okay, we thought that Regan is going to be an ordinary person. Kumbe is going, okay, now we are going to show him gas. But you see, the Lord assigns to you angels. Now, at that time in that same book, it says, he was seeing the archangel, assigning angels to go and do certain things. And he said, he said, there is a certain Pharisee, who is going to be very instrumental in spreading the gospel. So two angels went. So even when Saul was busy persecuting the church, the angels were there because they knew what he was going to do eventually. Do you understand? So now when you have an assignment for God and you are cooperating with the Holy Spirit, you have nothing to fear. Do you understand? They have been assigned to you forces of the kingdom which you serve, which will not permit certain things to happen. Amen? They will just not, and cannot happen. You just have, like, you know, I love singing that song of Benin. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Do you know it? Let the weak say, sing it. I'm strong with the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong with the strength of the Lord. Glory to God. So you cannot be stopped. Somebody say, I cannot be stopped. Say, as long as I cooperate with the Holy Spirit, I will sit on my throne. Nobody will sit on it for me. Nobody will divert me. Nobody will delay my destiny. Because the Lord God himself has given me his angelic army to walk with me, to protect me. And nobody can touch me. The forces of evil are defeated before me in the name of Jesus. So I will sit on my throne. I will sit on my throne. Speak in tongues. Joshua, you come. I'm feeling I'm supposed to release you into some. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because in the name of Jesus, I release you into a financial grace. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I release you into it. How old are you?
35.
Were you born in April or something? Which year were you? I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you enter into your destiny, financial destiny, in the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I bless your name because you receive what is owed you.
Amen.
What is owed you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You receive it.
Amen.
And you receive openings.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
Opportunities.
Amen.
And
connections actually is more mostly amen. It.
Amen.
That bring you into a new level of finance.
Amen.
Now favor is released upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Favor that makes you shine.
Amen.
That makes you shine in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And now no longer shall anything of yours to do with money be delayed.
Amen.
It shall come speedily to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Speak in tongues. Rachel, you come. Now, there's this thing, this timidity, which people who are very timid, who, I want to give you a different heart today, that even you come forward. Eh? Like somebody who God is called, but you're scared. Like, should I not, you know, I'm scared of what? I want to give you something which is going to empower you to move to the next level without fear or favor. Praise the Lord. Amen? Eh, you come. This is, you come here. Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hold. No. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I give you a new identity.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Of honor, of glory.
Amen.
Of esteem.
Amen.
Okay. Of knowing who you are in Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, no longer shall you be in any form of shame.
Amen.
Or feeling any feeling of, you know, now you're going to start dreaming big.
Amen.
You're going to start seeing yourself bigger than you've ever seen yourself.
Amen.
And now this is a spirit that just comes to you in the name of Jesus, because this is something that you do not have naturally. This is not something that you have naturally. Now in the name of Jesus, I clothe you in this, and your confidence.
Amen.
You're very, very, very low on confidence. Eh?
Amen.
Now, I clothe you in confidence in the name of Jesus. Eh? And a belief in yourself and what God can do through you. Eh?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you know what you're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do. Rekamazanta Ravashiko Krobazite Kerem Rezito Roshon. Rekamazita Ravashidom Rosite Kidam Razito. What are you supposed to do? Like, you know you're supposed to do something to do the prophecies that have been spoken concerning you, in the name of Jesus. And you never could walk into them because of your timidity. Now you step therein.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you're clothed with a new personality.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And okay, even a connection. Eh? Now, Rikabazanta Ravashiro Brozite Revishira Brozito Roshin, Rokokosida Merekura Marazito Roshina Marazita. Even I'm seeing a lady with whom you're going to have favor.
Yes.
And she's not somebody you've been interacting with frequently.
Yes.
Okay? Your paths just cross, and that is by the way of God.
Yes.
And you're going to have a lot of favor with her.
Amen.
And that favor will almost bring you into believing so many things about yourself.
Amen.
Because she will be, you know, do for me this, do for me that, you know, like almost as if she wanted somebody like you to come around and help her.
Amen.
And so shall you connect. Eh?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Orisha kere brezito roshire brezito borasila karazito mosha. Arimokrosi televishiro mrozito roshiro borazit. Did you have anything to do with crafts?
My sister is the one who does crafts.
She does crafts?
Yes.
Selling crafts and what?
Yes.
Okay. What's her name?
She's called Monica.
Okay. Ria mazata lavashiro broboko. Because as if I'm seeing that person is from that world. The person, not her, but from that world. Okay? I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because Rachel is put on the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
Confidence.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. What's your name, sir?
Christine.
Christine. In the name of Jesus, you receive the confidence to do what God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you become a different person.
Amen.
Now your heart has been shoved up.
Thank you, Jesus.
To believe that God has you covered.
Thank you, Jesus.
To believe that, to see yourself the way God sees you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And your esteem.
Yes.
completely turned around.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you will start believing good things about yourself.
Amen.
You shall receive, you shall throw away every negative report.
Thank you, Jesus.
That has formed your past life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now receive the good report.
Thank you, Lord.
The good report of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what He sees in you.
Thank you, Lord.
And what you are going to do in His kingdom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, do you have your offering? In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I thank you because your children today connect to this message and they grow in the revelation. Now I bless your name, O Father, because these months are your months. Amen? So these months are my month. This month, November and December, they will not leave me the same. I will not be the same. By the turn of 2019, I will be a transformed person financially in the name of Jesus, because I am not going to miss my season. Say, I'm not going to miss my season. Say, I am going to sit on my throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because this, your children connect to this, to this wonderful work that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, I bless your name, because nobody is left behind. I thank you because you prepared us for this moment, and our hearts are open. Our hearts are open, and we no longer are scared or giving out of fear, but out of revelation. And we grow in this revelation, and we do things which are of faith. Even our giving is of faith, not of fear. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because of these people whom you use to do so great a work among the young people of the secondary schools and of the universities. I pray in the name of Jesus that everybody shall see the blessing, the flow of the blessing out of their connection to this that you're doing in this ministry. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
That was The Watchman. Do not miss our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa. For previous recordings, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Watchman. Our Twitter handle is at ugwatchman. Instagram, the_watchman256. For inquiries, please contact us via email, info@ugwatchman.com. You can as well call us on +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. The Watchman, the King is coming.